Paul McCartney. Now, you've probably heard us playing a record called Ordinary World by Kitty Coburn. And we have live on the telephone, Kitty. Hi, Kitty.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, you are there. Good. I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Good. It's been a funny day.
A funny day.
Okay. Well, it's quite important to keep smiling under these circumstances. Now, you've recorded a single on behalf of the Royal Free NHS Trust.
That's right, yeah.
Can you tell me how this came about? What sort of motivated you to do it?
Well, a number of factors, really. I think the first thing was in response to lockdown. You know, we were finding ourselves on our doorsteps, clapping at 8 o'clock every Thursday evening, and could really see the impact it was having, COVID, not just on, you know, friends of mine who are working so intensively within the NHS, but also what was happening to our creative community. So musicians who could no longer perform, theatres that were closing, so my theatre friends couldn't either perform or direct what they were doing, productions being cancelled. And there seemed to be a lot of willingness to come together at a time when everything around us was looking extremely bleak. So the idea was to really bring something collaborative and that was going to make all of us feel more uplifted and positive and really be able to contribute in a way that, obviously, being in the creative industry, it's hard to do, you know, as we're not medics. And so it's really trying to find a way to raise as much money as possible for a hospital that is really dear to our hearts.
What was your initial connection with the Royal Free?
Well, I was actually born there.
That's a
good connection, isn't it? I'm very grateful. And also my grandfather and father had life-saving operations there. Actually, my father actually died at the Royal Free, but it was a really incredible experience that couldn't have been any better given the circumstances. And I'm very grateful for the medics who really cared for him in his final days. So it's a local hospital to us.
Right.
It's just across the heath. You know, I go on the heath every day, and it really is something that I really feel very passionately about in terms of doing what we can to try and help the amazing work that goes on there.
Yes, and particularly at the moment, they're having a particularly torrid time at the moment, of course.
How did it
go from the embryonic stage of something in your mind that you thought you'd like to do to the fantastic thing that you put together?
Well, thank you. So it was an interesting journey, really, and I guess it's been full of unexpected twists and turns. So originally, I'd recorded this song, and the lyrics of Ordinary World just kept coming back into my head. You know, where is the world that I recognise gone away? And this idea of this changing, this new normal, the world that we once inhabited is just not there anymore. And this song that just kind of came round and round and round in my head, and I just felt that was really the message that felt so dear, not just to me, but to friends and neighbours and fellow creatives. So I was actually speaking to a fifth director, Michael O'Donnell, who had was working at the Lion King as a director there. He's been on New York Broadway, you know, incredible experience, wonderful director, and was talking to him about what could we do. And anyway, this idea that originally was going to be a sort of a simple video then grew and snowballed, really. So from him, we decided we were going to bring choreography and really turn it into something that was not just around music, but also dance and music. So how we could involve theatre, and then I met a friend of mine. I hadn't seen. He'd been in Singapore for a number of years. She came. She was back in. She was doing casting. So that between because of her connections and her passion for helping as well, she brought in not just the DOP Neil Gordon, who's wonderful too, but Laura also brought in a lot of other contacts as well. So we. This sort of snowballed, and more, the more we spoke to people, the more people wanted to be involved. And in fact, funny enough, we saw we were walking past this wonderful shoot that was happening, and just by the heath. And there's this fantastic man dressed up in this wonderful outfit, very much the sort of look and feel that I'd had in mind for the video. And I spoke to his stylist and just said, "This is a wonderful outfit. This is just what. How can we bring this to life for our video?" And this was a chap called Callum Smith, and he ended up being our stylist and bringing the costumes to bring that idea of we're all dressing up, but we've got there's nowhere to go to. And he was the perfect person to bring that in. So we all came together and ended up filming in a bubble.
It's quite important that if people get the chance to have a look at the video, As I was saying before, it's excellent quality. It's obviously been shot professionally. And there's various bits and pieces of you, one in which you appear to be in a wedding dress. Yeah. What's the connection there?
So that's a Vera Wang wedding skirt, which is just beautiful. It's the way it moves, and it's very elaborate and fantastic. So I wanted to have that feeling of, you know, we're all trapped in our lockdown sense. We can't have weddings. We can't celebrate in any way. So this idea, not just of the isolation and the loneliness that we also feel, but also the fact that we're almost dressed up with nowhere to go. So I wanted to have that kind of that feeling of celebration and also of loss, really, because a number of people have wanted to get married this year and haven't been able to. A lot of people have lost people, and it felt that the wedding skirt gave that feeling of celebration and beauty.
And also the lots of flowers around, I noticed, when around the microphone. And where did you actually shoot it?
So we actually shot it in someone's back garden.
Oh, right.
It's a wonderful space. It's quite wild. And again, it has that feeling of openness. And given we've had so much time outside this summer and so much time being outside and going into forests and woodland, I wanted to have that feeling of exploring the outside as well as having those more intimate moments that were filmed actually in my house.
And I guess we should mention the fact that it was originally recorded by Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah. So they've actually been absolutely incredible. And we're so grateful to Duran Duran for supporting us. So originally I sent them the video and they came back very quickly to say that the band had seen it and approved it. And they've been behind us all the way. So it's wonderful. Not only did they write this incredible song that really has such poignancy and relevancy to today's world, but also they've been so incredible in supporting it, and they are right behind us raising as much as we can for the NHS.
It is absolutely fascinating how poignant that particular record is today.
Yes. I mean, the words, you know, where is the world I recognised gone away, is just so powerful. And one of the images, the video starts off telling the story of two people in a relationship that can't quite get to each other because of the mask, because of the restrictions, and through the choreography involves the elbow, you know, the new greeting, which is no longer the hug. We have virtual hugs, and we no longer, you know, touch people. We have to use our elbows instead rather than a handshake. And the choreography is very much around bringing that through their relationship. So it starts with them can't really get together, and then you see some of the elements, again, that have become this new normal. So, for example, when you go into perhaps a hospital or you have an appointment, a dentist appointment, whatever it might be, someone puts a temperature gun to your head. And I remember finding this quite shocking at the beginning, but obviously this has become our normal, and we have to do this in order to monitor this terrible pandemic and this disease. So these things are essential, but they also are shocking. If you were to think a year ago, this being the way that we live. So the idea of the video was really to mark those, but in a way that was beautiful, was poignant, was reflective, very creative, and also could help people really express how they were feeling in this time. And hopefully this video will be a mark of this moment that we've gone through. And you know, it will be something that we can look back on and think, my goodness, did this world really shift in this way? Rather than it becoming actually the way that we live in the years ahead.
Well, it's certainly something we're not going to forget, that is for sure. 2020 has been a very, very strange year. And certainly walking around with masks on, and it just feels really weird. I mean, someone recognised me in the street the other day and I had a mask on. I'm not quite sure how they did that. But and also, I went to the dentist and they put the thermometer in my forehead. And the reading was too low because I've been out in the cold, so I've had it on wrist. It's right. Really, really weird. Anyway.
It is strange, and I think there's something about that. What we tried to do as well was to bring the mask to life. You know, this idea of something which does cover your face, where you can't see your expression, where you can't see people smiling, and you can't give people a kiss on the cheek. There's a barrier between us all, and I think it's really important to express that creatively, so we can at least understand and have time to think about what impact it actually has on us in our day-to-day.
And by downloading this track, that's the way that people can get money to the NHS, isn't it?
That's right, yes. So it's happening in a number of ways. So you can either, well, hopefully watch the video first, and that'll give insight into the work that's been done and we've just been talking about. But obviously also by downloading and by streaming the track, you know, non-stop, please, on Spotify or whatever, that will also, any funds that are raised from this, from that will also obviously go to the NHS. And there is a Just Giving page. So it's justgiving.com/fundraising/ordinary world. And people are very generously donating to that to say to thank the creatives that have come together. And so it's very much around that collaboration. So a producer, a friend of mine, Corinne, she brought together some wonderful makeup artists. And then through The Lion King, we had these two wonderful dancers, Chico and Darcelle. So it's been, people have given up their time for free, these wonderful professionals. And it's a way of us say thanking the NHS.
Well, the mind boggles, actually, to how much it would have cost if you were going to pay to put a video like that together.
Yeah, well, it's actually funny enough, someone, a music PR friend of mine said, normally I've seen videos that are normally £100,000 or £200,000 to put this together. So you couldn't quite believe that it had been done through everyone's generosity.
And it's quite easy to get the video. Funny enough, only yesterday evening I searched for it, and I just put in your name and the name of the song. And I managed to find it on YouTube, no problem at all.
That's great.
It's a good view that if you get the chance, please do, because it's a great video. I found the whole thing absolutely fantastic, and the timing could not be better.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. It's a shame that something like this, a pandemic like this, is a reason to bring all these industries together. But I'm really grateful that it's been the opportunity to do so. And obviously we had wonderful musicians as well on the track who, the whole thing was pared down. It was recorded very much in an acoustic way. So you have the wonderful double bass that allowed the piano to have its solo and bring all those elements out. And that poignancy of the way that it was recorded, I think, also really reflects the time we're in. And it's just very sad. I think when I see the theatres closing again, we're into lockdown tier 3 in London, the impact that has on all of us, not just those in the industry, but also those who want to go out and enjoy them. And it's more, the knock-on effect after 3 lockdowns, has obviously more and more effect on all of us.
Well, like you, I have many friends who are in the business that are desperate to get out and do gigs and things. And it just is soul-destroying. And someone made the crass comment that they could retrain for something else. I felt like screaming.
I know. The only positive note is I ended up doing an editing course, so I actually edited the video after having done, that was my own element of retraining.
Was
learning how to edit. So actually, there's a benefit from all of this, I suppose, in one way. The best thing is really if people can help by sharing the video. So that if you share it with 3 or 4 or 5 friends and they share it with 3 or 4 friends as well, then that's the way the video gets out and we can really build up some momentum to raise as much money as possible.
So having put all this together, what's the next plan for you?
I think the main thing really for the next few months is really trying to get as much awareness for the what's happening to the creative industry as possible.
Right.
And that really is my focus. I think I feel more and more, every day that goes on, I feel more passionate about it and how we're going to survive this and how we can help the wonderful talent of the creative industry not die as a result of this, the impact of this horrible pandemic. And so that's really my first priority. And then obviously releasing more songs. I've got a number of tracks that I'm going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks, which will be put up on our website, which is kikicoburncollective.com. And then hopefully creating more videos and finding ways to bring more people together, because it really has been the most incredible project. And we couldn't have done it without a wonderful collaboration and time and willingness of everybody. And that's also, I say thank you to Royal Free too, because I meant to mention the story of, I have a friend who runs a volunteer program at the Royal Free, and seeing the amazing work they were doing over the summer, there were bands of people coming together and creating garments and really creating a new production industry, as it were, of really trying to bring people's talents together to make a difference. And I was so inspired by the work that Jenny was doing. So I think it's not just the creative industry that's suffering, but it's also how we can all bring our talent together to do the best for the NHS.
Well, it's only been weird for us. We're not, certain things we can't do. We used to have request collectors going around the wards and things like that, which we can't do anymore for the time being. So, yeah, it is a weird time. Can I just say, it's been fascinating talking to you.
Thank you.
And I'm very, very grateful, for first of all, for you, what you're doing for the Royal Free Charity, and secondly, for taking the time to come on and speak to us. It's I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really delighted to be asked. And I think, you know, if we can get something positive out of this year and do our best to give back, then that's really, at least that's something for 2020.
Absolutely. Kitty, thank you. And the best way to say goodbye, I think, is to play your track.
Thank you.
And it's called Ordinary World. Here it is.